You ever feel like you lack courage? Do you ever feel like maybe you want to do more for the cause of Christ? You want to witness and proclaim his name and testify for him more, but you feel sheepish and cowardly and maybe lacking of courage? Well, I hope that this message will be a blessing to you and a help to you. I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day. What is courage? Well, Webster defines courage as bravery, intrepidity, that quality of mind which enables men to encounter danger and difficulties with firmness, without fear or depression or of spirits, valor, boldness, and resolution. We look at these qualities of boldness, and the Bible says that the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. And you might be asking yourself, how can I be bold and have boldness for the cause of Christ and for the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be able to witness and to proclaim the gospel to strangers and whatnot? We're going to read a story about a man named David and Goliath, two men. Very familiar story in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And we're going to see courage in action. 1 Samuel chapter 17, and looking down to verse 48, and it came to pass when the Philistine arose, that's Goliath, the giant, and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. You know, there was an obstacle, and there was a defeat of that obstacle, but it took courage, it took bravery, and it took firmness in the sight of fear and uncertainty. I want to key in on verse 29, and I hope that this message is a blessing to those that have a lack of courage, to find out what that lack of courage is being caused by. Verse 29, David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" Christian, I got a question for you. Is there not a cause for Christ? Is there not a cause to stand for righteousness? Is there not a cause to live the Christian life without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation and world? Of course there is, but you have to find a cause in order to live for that cause. And in order to have courage, you need to see that there's a cause worth fighting for. We remember in the Old Testament, Numbers chapter 13, under Moses, the nation of Israel was sent to spy out the promised land. They came back with an evil report, if you remember. They said there are giants unable to be conquered, and we're but in sight as grasshoppers to them. Well, if you study that passage of Scripture, you remember that the Lord in the beginning of that says, "I give you the land." So why did they fear and why did they not take the land? Well, they had unbelief. They did not believe God over and against what they saw and what they sensed. And we got to be careful that our senses don't overrule what God's word has already declared and said. And if you're saved and born again, you won't die and go to hell. If you're saved and born again, you have a new life and a life worth living for the Lord. And if he saved you, why would you not live for him? There's a cause, and there's a faith in God, a belief in according to his word. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Maybe you lack courage because you don't really believe God, or maybe you lack courage because you don't see that there's a cause worth fighting for. Christian, I want to remind you there's a cause worth fighting for. It is the cause of Christ. And I hope that this encourages you in that walk of faith as a Christian. Once again, I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day.